This is wonderful. You know why it's wonderful? Because I don't really have a question, only because I said, I'm going to practice what I've been studying or learning from Abraham Hicks for about 2 years now. And slowly, I'm really getting it. And I said, you know, let me just show them. I'm excited because, you know, let me show them that a lot is possible by just following what they're telling us. And slowly, I started by manifesting seats in the subway. I live in Manhattan. And just, you know, just before I go in, I go, I'm going to do this. And all of a sudden, people just get up and give me their seats. It's fantastic. I can't do it every day. But I also learned one other thing. Just like you just said earlier about how your dreams are your own manifestations to yourself, I have decided on very good days, and it happens beautifully, I wake up in the morning and I say, you know, I had dreams. I don't remember my dreams, but today is also a dream. So I just start by going downstairs, having breakfast, having my, you know, wonderful husband just say, you know, I sort of like choreograph the whole thing. And then it's really like magic. And then I go, wow, why didn't I learn this before? But it's so magnificent that, like, when I was a child, I always wanted to be an artist and a writer. And I studied art, and I'm a professional artist. And then I started writing art reviews. Can you imagine a person with my accent and the fact that I'm not even an American, that I express myself lucidly and clearly enough that I can articulate sufficiently to have people read my reviews. And I'm so happy about all this. And believe me, I mean, you might all think that I'm being rather bizarre sitting here saying this, but it's not. It's really all of a sudden something within me clicked. I said, well, if what they're saying is absolutely true, then I have to change the way I'm thinking so that I can realize some possibilities out there. Because I was always open to spiritual stuff, and I never had a religion, but I always felt that there was magic out there. Anyway, so I've connected. Now, I do have a couple of questions.
Now, before you go further, we want to talk about this just a little bit, because she speaks with such ease, doesn't she, about creating a scenario from an attitude of expectation that it will unfold. And so, of course, it does. What we're talking about these virtual realities is how you bring yourself first to that place of that expectation. In other words, you are expressing an advanced projection of clear thought. And one of the reasons that you are able to articulate your thoughts in such a clear way that they manifest is because you have, from your other language, had to learn to focus very precisely to convey in your words of English so that others would hear them. And in that process of converting other languages to the language of English, you've learned the power of focus. And now as you focus your thought, it comes easily. And that's what we're encouraging you to practice. You get the sense of it? In other words, it's just a matter of learning to practice. And the reason that it is seemingly coming so easy for her, this visualization stuff, is because she had already learned how to focus her mind through the language stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
All right. I have a couple of questions. Earlier you told my husband that he was an angel. Am I an angel too? No.
Words are frivolously thrown around, and they activate meanings within people, sometimes that are nothing like what we are wanting to activate. In other words, when someone says, are you an angel, or am I an angel, it activates all kinds of stuff that we are really not even wanting to dabble in. We would like to say to you that all of you are angel, because you are all source energy. When you see a child and you call the child an angel, don't you mean good? Don't you mean God? Don't you mean source? And that's what we mean too. We mean in alignment. And so all of you are that. All of you are that, and all of you are sometimes not that. But it is not a state of being that we could pronounce. It is more like a state of movement that is happening in the moment or not. And so rather than calling you angel, we would call you allower. Rather than call you devil, we would call you resistant. In other words, am I activating who I really am in this moment, or am I activating something that doesn't allow who I really am in this moment? Yes, you are angel in the fullest sense of the word.
All right. I do have one question that's sort of unpractical. I think I sort of know how to deal with it, but I wake up very early in the morning, then by the end of the day I feel rather tired, but I do know of people who sort of work 18 hours, and I sort of go like 12 hours, 10 hours, then I feel tired. I like maintaining that energy, and somehow I feel like I'm just drawn to my bed, and I just feel like, oh, I have to sleep now. I'm so exhausted. But there is also so much desire and so much undone stuff during the day that I just want to go ahead with it. But, you know, I usually succumb and I just go, all right, I'm going to sleep. But I do want more energy. How do I do that? Is it through eating, or I think it's more of a spiritual thing?
Well, energy, in the truest sense of the word, is tied in with desire. And so if you have desire, then you feel that inspiration or that motivation to move forward. And anything that feels like the opposite of that energy in the way that you mean it, that feeling of alertness or that feeling of motion forward or that feeling of eagerness, anything that is muting that, we would say is a loss of momentum, which can be about petering out of desire, or it can be about changing desire, or it could be about resistance. In other words, think about it. Think about this energy, this momentum. That's a good word for it. Let's think about my physical human momentum during the day. So now think about any momentum. Esther has discovered a bit about momentum as they are driving this very big monster bus with a car behind it. There's a lot of weight, many, many tons of weight. And as they are moving down steep curves, she really takes notice of those highway signs that show the trucks, and it will say 6% grade or 8% grade or 9% grade. And when it says that, Esther knows to put that vehicle in a much lower gear because it's too much momentum for the brakes to hold all of that weight back. So if you are moving and you have momentum going, Jerry used to tell a story about pushing a car from a stopped position. And at first, you have to give it everything you've got. But once it begins to move along, there's something about the momentum that is carrying it. And so there are three factors that could be causing a diminishment of your feeling of energy. One is a change of directions. In other words, you know how your momentum can be changed just by changing directions. The other is by a lessening of desire, which slows the incline, so to speak. And the other is by thinking a thought that is resistant in nature, which is like putting the brakes on. And so we could not give any hard and fast rule about how much you should sleep or how much you would want to sleep, but we do know that when you are fired up about something that is really exciting to you, that there is more energy longer, and that most of the feeling of slowdown comes when you look at the clock or when you realize how much time has passed or when you think of other things that you've neglected that you haven't been tending to while you've been tending to that. In other words, what we notice is that it is an insertion of an expectation that aggravates a vibration of resistance that causes your greater slowdown. Yeah. If you lived in a timeless world where you were not trying to keep track of how much you're getting done in what period of time, we think that a lot of resistance would evaporate from your experience. And so the feeling of energy is about connection. The feeling of dragging yourself along with no energy is about resistance. And if you will always hold that as your first thought relative to the subject of your physical energy, then you will always understand that when you are connected, you are inspired to things that keep you in that place. In other words, when you're connected with who you really are, you're inspired to have some water. You're inspired to move your body. You're inspired to eat something. You're inspired to change your focus. You're inspired to move about. In other words, you're inspired to the sequence of events that keeps you in that place.
I understand.
Gravitating towards slumber does not mean that you are lazy, and it does not mean that you are in a place of resistance. Because when you think about it, slumber, when you withdraw your consciousness from this physical realm, is ultimate connection. And so sometimes you gravitate toward your slumber just because you are wanting a further refreshment or you're wanting another vantage point. That's really what slumber is all about. It's about revitalizing your energy. It's more about balancing your energy than anything else. And so that's why when you are happier, you may notice that you require less sleep. When you are unhappier, you may want more sleep. Now, that's not always the case, but very often, a feeling that you're wanting to withdraw into slumber is an indicator of a lack of momentum. In other words, the energy just isn't flowing through you. Why isn't the energy flowing through you? Well, maybe you haven't been focusing on things that keep it activated, or maybe you've been focusing upon things that are activating resistance and putting the brakes on. In other words, there are all kinds of combinations of it. Nothing's right or wrong in it, but we are explaining to you where your energy comes from and where it goes. There's not a reason in the world that you couldn't awaken, feel refreshed because you've planned to even the day before, wake up feeling wonderful, and mine every moment of this day for good-feeling things and get such a momentum going that at the end of the day, you lie in your bed basking in appreciation of the day that you've lived and drift right off into a very brief and deep slumber. There isn't a reason that any of you couldn't just get into a happy place and stay there forever. Once you practice a virtual reality and begin to recognize at early subtle stages where your energy is going, you see?
Yeah, wonderful.